taking a deep breath in and out. And as you breathe in pink and gold energy, the energy of love and God. And as you breathe out any negativity. Breathing in and out. Now taking your hands, placing them together in front of your heart, rubbing them together with some psychic heat, some energy. Let's really heat up the palms of the hands. And when those hands are nice and warm, take your right hand and put it on your heart, and take your left hand and put it over your right. This is in a universal mudra for self-love and self-affinity. Silently repeat to yourself, I love myself. I trust myself. I accept my unique self. And really let that wash over you, that you love, trust, accept your unique self. You are already whole, perfect, and complete as you are in this moment, and that you will grow and become even more of the you you want to express of yourself in time. But this is it. You are beautiful and radiant in this moment. And let's go ahead and let those hands fall again in front of your heart, in front of your chest, and rub them together again, creating some psychic heat, some spiritual energy. And as your hands warm up again, let's take them and put them on your thighs and rub down the fronts of your legs and your hips. Let's just give yourself a healing using your own spiritual energy, your own healing energy. And don't forget your bottom there, but behind you. There we go. Beautiful, all the way down to the knees. It feels good to just appreciate and validate those beautiful thighs and hips, the buttocks. Right now, we're just like saying, I'm whole, perfect, and complete in it. It's just so great to be in this wonderful body. And then you can let your hands settle on your thighs. You can bring your thumb and your first finger together in Dhyan Mudra, which is the mudra of infinity. And we'll begin the deeper meditation, sending a grounding cord down from the base of the spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release all the excess energy in the body. Grounding your right and left ovary with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from each of the ovaries to the first chakra, and different people see it in the perineum or at the base of the spine. Whichever one is comfortable for you, let's bring those two lines of energy from the ovaries right down through the first chakra and down to the center of the earth. You're doing a beautiful job. Let's set the right ovary on release and the left ovary on release and begin to release the excess energy in the ovaries. And excess energy in this case is all the healing projects you've had with your family and your friends. So let's let that go. Everybody who you love, everybody who you work with, we originate our healing projects out of our ovaries. Beautiful. Fantastic. Let's go up to the adrenals. The adrenals sit on top of the kidneys on the right and left side of the spine, about an inch up from the waist and 2 inches off the spine. You got it, right there. The adrenals are kind of cute glands. They look a little bit like acorns with hats. Let's draw a line of energy from each of the adrenals to the first chakra and down to the center of the earth. It's very, very important when we're looking at releasing patterns from the thighs and hips that we keep the adrenals in really a relaxed state. So we're doing the same thing we did with the ovaries, a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down to the first chakra and down to the center of the earth, putting the release button on both of the adrenals. The right adrenal is now the release button is pushed on, the left adrenal release button is pushed on. And let's let those adrenals just clear out. And when we clear out the adrenals, we're clearing out stress, fight or flight energy, anxiety, worry. We're just getting back into our natural healing phase. And the chakra that's associated with the adrenals is will. We really want to make sure that the will is turned on. So the chakra that we're going to work on temporarily here is number 3. It's pretty close to the belly button. In the front, it comes out kind of like an ice cream cone, but much wider. So it's very narrow where it touches your skin, and about 6 inches out, it's actually about 6 inches around. And so you want to just see that coming out the front of your belly button and out the back kind of in an equal place. So you've got a cone in front and back. And let's just make sure that the little disc is spinning in front and the disc is spinning in back. So the wide part of the cone, there's a little disc and it needs to be kind of turned on so that you can effectively use your will to help heal yourself. That's really wonderful. Now we're going to pop up to the center of the head, and we'll just do a nice, quick clear out of the center of the head, opening a trap door out the back of the head. In your golden temple of silence, let's go ahead and take a spiritual fire hose and just wash out the center of your head. So good to do this every day. Wash out all the recurring and repetitive thoughts. Something that's kind of gotten your goat. Just let it all go. You got bills due or whatever. It's just taking up space in your head and isn't supporting your joy and bliss. Let's just get it out of there. So make sure that trap door is open. Take that hose and just hose it all down. If there's anything that needs to actually be shoveled out or raked out or whatever, just go ahead and scoop it out, get it out. Coming to a really sparkly, clear center of the head. And when you're ready, you can close the trap door. Beautiful. You have a view screen in front of you, so you have your beautiful throne. Maybe it's made out of pure gold. You can sit right in the center of your head. Look at the view screen. And let's just take some spiritual Windex and wipe off the view screen. Beautiful. And then you can throw the Windex in the towel that you wipe the view screen off down the out the trap door, so just open it and toss it out and then close it back up. And then let's go ahead and pop out the top of the head. And let's pull the aura into 18 inches around you. And sometimes when people have patterns around their thighs and hips, they're actually missing the back of their aura around their thighs and hips. So today when we're doing our little aura pulling in and tidying up, let's make sure that the aura is entirely behind you, around you, surrounding you, especially around your thighs and hips. If there's any dings, dents, or holes in the aura, smooth out the dings and dents. Fill in the holes with magic aura spray or some magic weaving aura thread. Whatever you want. If you've got some magic quilting aura fabric, just go ahead and restore the aura so that it's really entirely 100% there. You want a sharp, pristine edge to the aura? And then let's go ahead and put a golden rose or a golden vacuum cleaner. The rose would be sticky like Velcro, or a golden vacuum cleaner like that little automated Roomba we often use. Something at the top of your head that's going to collect the dust bunnies and fuzz balls you've picked up by walking through other people's auras. And this is really important to do every day. So let's set this little spiritual tool, the golden Roomba or the sticky rose, the golden sticky rose, on, and it knows exactly what to do. So it's now just cleaning out, spiraling around the head and cleaning out all that fuzz and dust and around the body and waist and hips, thighs, knees, calves, ankles, feet. Super duper. Go ahead and throw that down the grounding cord. Let's put a beautiful cobalt blue corona on the outside edge of the aura, and we're going to burn off other people's programming. So just let that flame up like a golden sun, but this time it's a blue flame. We're just deprogramming other people's ideas about what you can create for yourself. Today, we're going to create miracles for you. And it doesn't have to be what other people think is possible. It just needs to be perfect for you. What the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve. I guarantee you that. Opening your feet to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips and down the grounding cord. Let's bring more earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips and down the grounding cord. Now this time, when we do it again, I want you to imagine that earth energy is actually, instead of just going through the leg channels, it's going through all of the cellular body. So we're actually really bringing earth energy up through every cell in the feet, in the ankles, shins and calves, knees, thighs, and then out the hips and down the big grounding cord. You see how different that is when you just take a little extra time and imagine it's going through all the cells. So we're just really doing like a spiritual shower from the inside out. You're doing a great job. And now we're going to find a place in the universe that's in affinity with you, makes you feel really happy. Might be a star, a constellation. For many years, my favorite place was the middle star in Orion's belt. I always thought of Orion as my warrior protector. And every time I looked in the sky in the evening, there he was. So I often just brought a line of energy from that middle star, which I think is probably Pleiades. And I brought a line of energy from there into the back of my head. You find your perfect place. It certainly doesn't have to be that star. It could be an island, a mountaintop, a temple. Bring that energy 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. So just in the skull, right above where the neck is connected to the head. And bring that energy down into your neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, through the fingers and out the fingertips. And then more of that energy down through your back channels. Beautiful, beautiful. And then looping up through the pelvic cradle, through the belly, through the chest, through your heart and lungs, through your stomach, your liver, your pancreas, kidneys, everything is getting just a beautiful cleanse. All the way up through the bronchial passages and the esophagus, through the neck, through the head. Let's bring that energy. We're really washing you out from the inside. Continuing to bring that energy up through the neck and the chin and the jaw and even the bone structure. The nasal passages, the sinuses, the eyes, the brain. Those beautiful glands in the brain. And finally, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. Wow, that was an awesome clean out. Now let's bring more of that energy into the back of your head. And this time, as we go down, we're going to do the shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, and out the fingertips. And then down through the back channels and out the hips. And let's bring that down just for a moment. Let's bring that down through your legs, through your thighs, hips and thighs, knees, calves and shins, ankles and feet. Beautiful. And then you can let it stop running down your leg channels because we're going to let earth energy again resume running through, up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, and up the hips. And we'll bring this cosmic energy just looping back through the belly, through the pelvic cradle, and up through the tummy and the chest, through the rib cage, and through the neck, jaw, out the top of the head. Now imagine yourself again sitting in the center of your head on your throne, and you're looking at this beautiful view screen. There you are, sitting there. And or actually, let's have you standing so you can really look at those thighs and hips and legs. And here's what we want to do. We want to imagine that it's kind of like a grid, a netting grid. So imagine that there's a netting grid. You might have seen, you know, some science fiction movie where they have a computerized image of somebody that they're creating. And let's imagine that you're creating for yourself a tighter net, a tighter netting for your body. Exactly. And so maybe it's like really snug fishnets. But I'm actually thinking this grid-like tight net would be really great. So you can imagine yourself really pulling in. If weight is an issue for you on your hips and thighs, you're pulling that in. You're adjusting yourself and your self-image to a smaller image. And you're kind of imagining that you're creating it on a computer screen, which is, of course, without any effort at all. And that's why we're using this image. Is just imagine it without any effort at all. You're just pulling in. Beautiful. You can do that on your waist too, absolutely. Some of you are going, wow, if it works on my hips and thighs, can I do it on my waist? And you definitely can. And, you know, if your calves are full or your ankles are full, you can do the netting down there. What I want you to imagine is also that your lymphatic and circulatory system are working really beautifully in your legs, And the lymphatic system really works when you're sleeping. It's kind of our plumbing system. It removes toxins. So if your legs are pretty fluidy, it might mean that the lymphatic system doesn't work all that well, or you're not resting deeply enough for it to work. And so we're just going to imagine turning our plumbing in our legs back on to 100%. So we're turning the lymphatic system back up to 100%. So it's back functioning really well. That's so beautiful. You're doing such a great job. And taking a few breaths in and out. This has been just wonderful. It's a great beginning. It's just really, really wonderful. Bringing a golden sun onto the top of your head and bringing that golden sun down into your body and really letting it get all the way down into the hips, thighs, knees, ankles, feet. Another golden sun at the top of your head, and bring all that golden sparkly energy into all the cells of your body, all the way to your fingertips and the tips of your toes, filling yourself up entirely and completely with this gold sparkly energy. And one more golden sun. And let's make this a golden sun of validation. I guess we're going to do lots of golden suns today. You are slender and beautiful. You have perfect curves. You are intelligent and witty. You are self-loving and self-affirming. Wherever you go, your love is waiting for you. You're strong, healthy, vibrant. You're a contribution to your world. All right, bring that golden sun with that validation in and let it just permeate all the cells of your body all the way down to your fingertips and toes. And one last golden sun, and there you sit as a beautiful yogini, cross-legged at the top of your head in this beautiful golden sun, using it as a spiritual shoehorn. Pop yourself back into your body, into your arms and legs, filling your spirit into your legs and arms, your torso, your neck, your head. You're filling yourself out better than you ever have before. Breathing in and out. And let's go ahead and rub those hands together again, creating some heat. Some spiritual heat, some energy. Let's get those palms really nice and warm. And then let's just go ahead and put those palms again on the thighs and hips and legs. And let's just rub all the way down to the knees and all the way the thighs, the bum there. Just beautiful. You've got a gorgeous fanny. You got beautiful, perfect legs. They're just perfect for you. And just rub and feel good. Feel yourself energized, happy, how powerful you are. And coming back into the room, you can open your eyes. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being. This healing is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.